Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So they found out who those three mummified people were. Two women and the one woman's teenage son, who's like 14.
Oh, these were the people camping in Colorado?
Yeah.
Oh,
apparently, started camp. They were off there, living off the grid, obviously. And they took off in July of 2022, and about a year after before they were discovered. So, and what would we think they were? It was a harsh winter. Who knows? But they did the story yesterday. You see that guy that went hiking in Death Valley and died?
There's been a couple of stories about
that.
Yeah,
where people have gone out in the heat of the day.
Like 120-degree heat, and they're going hiking.
The dude was 71. He looked like in pretty good shape, but he had a hat on, and he had all the zinc stuff on his face and glasses and water.
Was it Death Valley story I read was Valley of Fire out of Vegas?
This one was Death Valley because they talked to his – this is on Nightly News. They talked to his widow. And she was crying and said she was in total shock. And I'm yelling at the TV like I normally do. And Becky's pissed. I said, "You were in shock. You went hiking in Death Valley." But to her credit, she was pissed he did it. She said, "Yes, I told him that was stupid. Don't do that." But they brought an expert on, and I did not know this. No matter how much water you drink, if it's too hot, you're done.
There's nothing you can do.
Oh, yeah.
Water doesn't do anything. So it reminded me when I golfed a couple years ago in one of my son's sports golf tournaments, I left after about 9 holes because I started thinking, you know what, I'm not feeling good, and I'm drinking a bunch of water, and I'm still not feeling good. I said, heat stroke does kill people of all ages, so I got off the course. That's the first time I ever did that, and it was brutal. But this guy, the expert said no matter how much water, it doesn't mean dick. Yeah. That's what she said, too.
Looks like he talked to a reporter about hiking in the heat before he died.
There was a picture of him the day he died.
They asked him why, and he said, "Why not?"
Because you could die, dumbass.
The reporter leave a message on his phone. That's why not, dude. All right.
Sunday afternoon, when I teed off in western Nebraska, it was 96 degrees. This was the afternoon session. And I think I had some kind of fatty snack. Right. Potato chips and sour cream.
I was like, you should stop at fatty.
Yeah. Yummy
instead of fatty.
Snack.
Yeah. And I blame it on that because I felt a little sluggish. And then I also remembered I had a couple of beers in between rounds.
And there was a little bit of a breeze, but there's
a lot of terrain there. So you'd get down in these little valleys and it was just still and stifling heat. And I said, nah.
Can you imagine? And that was golfing in Nebraska. Right. Imagine Death Valley.
Yeah. I quit after 9 holes.
Yeah. You never do that.
It was 99 degrees.
Right.
I've become the breeze's nice guy. I'll say it. I don't care. It is nice.
In the middle of July and August, breeze is nice.
He's going to stand around and talk about the breeze. Right now, that's the best thing we have.
It's the only thing that wicks
the sweat off of you. Yeah. Otherwise, you're just soaking your shirt and standing in it.
It makes a huge difference. I'm looking at this story about this old guy in Death Valley, and I hadn't thought about this. They said the incident with him dying said it occurred shortly after 3:30 p.m., the hottest part of the afternoon.
Right,
And they said that the temperatures at Badwater Basin, wherever he was at, reached 121, but they said the temperatures inside those canyons are even hotter because of the canyon walls radiating the sun. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
So it was probably in excess of 130.
So Nick could be down there going, "Hey, the breeze is kind of nice."
Right. You know what would be nice right now? A breeze.
Dying over here, Nick. The breeze is pretty nice, so it's kicking in right now.
There's sometimes people like, "You already said that." I'm like, "Oh, I still like it."
Most people who go to Death Valley this time of year just go to the entrance and get their picture taken by, they have a thermometer there on display. And then they go. They don't take a hike.
Yeah, I saw a meme with people with some park rangers getting their picture taken with like some ungodly temperature.
Yeah, I saw that.
The line
yeah,
was
yeah,
what it's
yeah.
like dinosaurs getting their picture yeah. next to an asteroid.
I think the record's 132.
It's exactly what it was, Nick. Yeah, yeah. Dinosaurs getting their picture next to an asteroid. And that, yeah. But, you know, it doesn't matter because I just don't believe it. You know, I just don't believe it. Or it's cyclical, you know. Now, the scientists, yeah. they concluded, scientists overwhelmingly all around the world said if it wasn't for us burning fossil fuels, is the only way we could have got this hot this quick.
Well, why don't we
and I like scientists. I like scientists because I didn't study anything except for this.
Because you're a pussy.
Yeah.
I studied how to talk into a microphone.
We barely yeah. studied yeah. this.
Exactly.
Getting off the fossil fuel tit, but I also contend, because I saw a lot of them over the weekend. Those wind turbines are just an eyesore.
Yeah, they don't bother me.
You know,
well, what's more of an eyesore?
Bother me.
Your yard burning up? Actually, you want your yard burning up. You want your shed to light on fire. You mentioned that yesterday. Yeah, you're just throwing it out there to an arsonist. Hey, in case you want to burn my shed down, go for it, dude.
I had to go.
If anybody's listening,
a couple of weekends ago, I was
down arsonist
helping my
sure.
dad with a project, and we had to go get something in the next town over, and there's mm-hmm. all these signs on these houses on the little highway in between, you know, no wind turbines here. And it's like, yeah. That's the hill you want to die on?
Like, that's Fox News.
That was all over the Sandhills. Save the Sandhills because people didn't want
okay, the Sandhills is kind of different than just generic
just flat,
rural, flat Iowa.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
You know,
I'm with you on that.
We drove past a ton of those things on the way to Minneapolis earlier this summer. And you know what I didn't care about? Those.
Right.
Like, if that gets, that's fine.
They do really change the landscape.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, the ones through Iowa don't bother me at all. But like Puss said, there's really nothing to see there anyway.
Yeah, they're right off
of the
interstate.
And I'm not picking on Iowa because eastern Nebraska's got nothing either.
The ones in western Nebraska bother me. There's a bunch in the California desert that when you come around a corner, it's just you're just overwhelmed. The sky, it's just a panorama of wind turbines. And these are old ones, too.
The future, brother.
Would you have like an ominous feel to them?
No, the future is...
Are you scared?
Who was featured on... CBS Sunday Morning.
Lay off that fatty.
Well, there'll be times I'll be driving home.
The Martians are coming,
so
right?
So if we get far enough into Iowa for a show and you're driving back, you'll come over a hill and then it's just all these red lights flashing.
Oh, I thought
and
there's sometimes, you see a monster
I'm like, oh, God, they're here. But you're like, oh, no, it's the turbines.
It's weird
right.
when you're driving that at night and you come around the bend and all of a sudden, are there a bunch of UFOs? No, it's just a bunch of
I thought you didn't drive that way anymore, Nick.
I don't.
I know you don't.
Yeah, but they work hand in hand with one of your favorite things.
Yeah.
The breeze.
Who's the guy on CBS Sunday Morning that wants to do the nuke plant?
Oh, Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Oh, he wants to start him back up?
Yeah.
Build a brand new nuke plant? Yeah.
Wyoming.
He built a new one?
Kemmerer, Wyoming.
Yeah. Well, I thought they weren't allowed to even get permits for new ones anymore.
No, they've come up with some new technology.
It's a little Three Mile Island situation.
That uses less of whatever.
It's like it creates like a quarter or a third of the waste that the previous generations of nuclear plants did.
Because that's the problem with the nuke plant. Where do you put the nuclear waste? Well, this generates less waste.
All right, we'll figure that out.
But would you be less would it offend your sensibilities less if it was a giant solar farm, Todd?
Probably.
Yeah, I love solar farms. Work well, right?
Because they don't jut up 100 feet into the landscape.
But like,
I'll be Lauren Boebert here. How about when it's not sunny out? What happens?
That's the question.
Dumb bitch.
But, but like acres and acres of those big solar panels. Is that less of an eyesore?
You know what's an eyesore? Have you seen pictures of Sicily just burning up like L.A. did a couple years back?
And the answer is yes.
It's just on fire, man. On fire.
The fields of solar panels look like crops.
Yeah.
They're akin to a big field of soybeans or corn. They're not 200 feet in the air.
All right.
Hey,
turbines don't bother me at all.
If we're in a place where the wind never stops blowing, take
and they're
going
to use it. Yeah, you got to move to a place where there's no wind.
You know?
Then you won't see any turbines, you know.
Yeah,
and then Nick can't say, that's a nice breeze, you know.
And he also can't say, oh my God, they're here.
The stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit. And you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life, even you. Spruce up your gift-giving game this holiday season with the Virginia Lottery. The Virginia Lottery's holiday scratchers are a gift any adult will love. Treat yourself to some winter wonderment and play the lottery's holiday online instant games from anywhere in Virginia. Visit valottery.com/holiday. Please gift responsibly. Lottery games are not for minors.
We want to finish up that boomer.
So you could go
where else are we at?
Sex club.
Where else are we at? Oh, resumes. Nobody needs a resume anymore.
I think so.
Although my wife got a job at a teacher, a TA, and shit, they wanted a resume.
Oh, yeah. You still need it. I think for a lot of professional jobs, you still need a resume.
Well,
yeah.
this one says you don't.
What do you use instead? LinkedIn?
I don't know. Yeah, probably something like that.
I was reading
this
something.
This one said resumes. Yeah, one I read was resumes.
I was reading something recently that said when you're turning in a resume, though, like one of the big things that, like, I think it was Amazon or one of the big companies, they'll immediately kick out your application if your resume has like a big paragraph of information. You've got to be able to just boil it down to like a sentence or two.
Yeah, don't they want some of your work history?
I have HR in the family.
Yeah.
My wife.
Yeah, you would know that. Yeah. She looks at those things,
still,
I'm sure. Yeah.
You know, you
yeah.
still get resumes with job yeah. applications and things like that. I mean, like I say, at least for professional jobs.
Is it, I had to turn in a resume for Dairyland Donkey Ball.
What?
LLC. For real. All those jobs, they still take resumes.
There's some things on this show that just only could come out of your mouth, and that's one of them.
So if you're willing to just walk around with donkeys to take care of them, why do you need to? I mean, they should just hire you, right?
No, you got to drive a DOT
okay,
truck
all right, yeah.
and all that stuff, drug tests, the whole works. It's professional.
It says an evolving job market and consistently changing skill requirements may make the written resume simply too static. So I guess is that a printed off one then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does say that 87% of employers look first at a potential LinkedIn the LinkedIn profile for somebody they're looking at.
And then this one says you don't need to learn how to drive a car anymore. But you know what? If it's an emergency, and even if you're in a big city, you might need to be driving somewhere someday.
Yeah, I'll argue. Yeah.
My grandmother on my dad's side never drove her whole life
ever.
But once again. That was a time period. She probably wasn't that original, you know? I mean, she was an old lady. I mean, she was born in probably the early 1900s.
Was this grandma pancake?
No. Yeah.
My great-grandma never drove either.
Yeah, yeah.
Her whole life.
Yeah, your great-grandmother's pretty much what my grandmother would have been, yep. age-wise, right.
She never drove her whole life. My grandma drove once and took out a fence.
Nice.
Then she was done.
She's one for one.
In North Dakota, it's probably just the fence. She took out the fence, right?
It was the fence in front of the house.
Now the cows can run all the way to Montana.
Well, basically this says you drive a new car off the lot, blah, 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 depreciates. I get that. 84% of the United States' 70 largest cities, an uptick on people who are cycling to work now. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's still, it's still not the majority.
That's not.
No, it's
America.
Not.
The percentage may be up, but it's still not not even close to the majority.
America drives cars. Always will.
But there are people that learn how to drive a car. I know people like this, though. We've talked to people like this. They live in the city. And they just rent a car to go shopping once in a while.
Yeah.
They don't own a car because they're too expensive.
Yeah.
But they still know how to drive one.
I had some friends who lived in downtown Chicago for
and got rid of
years.
It, right?
And,
yeah.
And when they moved out there, they got rid of their cars because it would have been like an extra $600 a month to have a parking spot. So, yeah, when they drove home to visit family, they just rent a car, drive home, and then rent one to drive back.
Yeah, but there's so few cities that offer decent public transportation.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Using a dictionary. Now, granted, you read those if you're going to be on one of the, if you're like a, what? If you're a spelling bee person, right? One of those kids.
I guess,
yeah. Otherwise, you don't need a dictionary.
Right. You can do everything online now.
Right.
I mean, I use the online dictionary once in a while.
Todd might argue with this. Using a compass. What if you get lost, man?
Yeah, it's a good thing to have in the backcountry.
Yeah.
Although you can navigate by sun and stars.
Or after the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, I don't understand how people do that.
There's always that. Sometimes it's difficult.
Now, your phone has a compass on it. That's why you don't need a compass.
Correct.
Yeah. So, isn't that still a compass, though?
Yeah.
You think about it that way.
Yeah.
You know?
But again, after the breakdown of society and the apocalypse, you're not going to have your phone.
No.
I've never been good with directions. There was when my dad was like, once he's like, oh, I'm on the southwest corner of whatever. I'm like, I guess I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man.
Writing letters, yeah, people don't do that much anymore. That's an old people thing, but, you know, used to get letters in the mail.
A lot of this is just done electronically, like the dictionary.
That's it.
You could just Google the definition of something. You don't need that. Or you don't have to write a letter because you can send somebody an email.
Right.
DMs.
The internets have ended a lot of this.
Well, and the smartphone. And we forget that the smartphone really hasn't been around as long as you think it has.
No. Mm-mm. Like 15 years.
I know. It's crazy.
But they keep building them better and better.
Well, it just took over society, you know?
Yeah, it's changed it dominates.
Right.
And the driving a car thing, the one that kills me, and Walsh, maybe you've run into this too, growing up in a small town like me. I know people that are my age or younger who I just don't drive in the city. And by city, they mean like
Villisca?
Omaha.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And I'm like, this is not a city. I mean, traffic-wise, this is nothing.
But they might not.
It's a tough town to navigate.
No, but compared to town with no stoplight, I could see how people would be intimidated.
They're intimidated.
No, but
someone
someone younger than me that has already just said for the rest of their life, I don't drive in this city.
Oh, they never even tried it.
Never going to try. Okay. Never going to make it.
I ain't going to get on one of them roads with three lanes.
Yeah.
I don't trust a road with three lanes.
That was me until a few years ago.
Really, a big town.
But it's just the opposite. Like, it blows my mind when I go with, like, Nick or Richard or somebody and we get on a two-lane highway. They're like, oh, my God, what do we do? You know, something like, I don't really like gravel. Yeah. I'm like, this is every day. This is normal.
That was you. That's right.
Nick prefers. But when I get in Omaha, I'm like, Dodge sucks.
But I mean,
wide roads, isn't that what you call the four-lane highways?
Yeah.
Wide roads. Two legs going
space.
Each way.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine giving up on that skill.
At that age.
In your 20s or 30s. Like saying, that's just true. I'm going to have someone else drive me if I need to go to this. Well, what?
But they try not. I mean, most of them just try not to ever go.
Well, but more and more, I think it's, you know, doctors. You know, you're not going to find the specialized doctors in small towns or even sometimes doctors.
My doctors are leaving red states too now for that matter.
Yeah,
bigger now. Yeah,
you
try
have to
go to another state, right?
What do doctors know anyway?
You have to go to
everything.
The city.
Yeah.
Your country are you going to believe them?
You want to go to a country show? You probably got to go to the arena in the big city.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Tim McGraw rolls into town. He ain't playing your little podunk town.
Yeah. At least he's a liberal, though. I don't mind Tim McGraw. It's Tug McGraw, by the way.
Yeah.
Tug McGraw.
I like everything he does except singing.
I love his singing.
That's me and Grohl, though. I did like one Foo Fighters song. I told Push that last week.
God's Honest
Truth. Of course, it's one of their originals. That's probably one of their early ones. That's probably
why. I love everything Tug McGraw does except singing.
Yeah. Down in Georgia picking them peaches.
Oh, you sound just like him.
You nailed that, man. nailed that.
Soulful, too.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.